This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, October 20th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. Science demands skepticism, and the correctness of scientific assertions are not determined by opinion polls. But it may not appear that way for climate change skepticism. Swami Iyer is a research fellow at the Cato Institute and author of the Swaminomics column in the Times of India. We spoke yesterday. Scientists are supposed to be skeptical, right?
They are supposed to be, but you wouldn't think it if you hear the discussion on global warming. If you hear the discussion on global warming, you seem to believe that any decent scientist is a passionate believer in something called proven truth. In fact, of course, as I was taught in my first year in my science college, they said the whole point about science is it proves nothing beyond doubt. It constantly replaces existing theories by better ones. And those better ones, in turn, are subject to skepticism and attack. To be skeptical about an existing theory is not a crime. It is the scientific method that wins you Nobel Prizes.
Like Daniel Shechtman, for example.
Like Daniel Shechtman. I mean, this year's Nobel Prize winner on crystals. I mean, there was an existing theory of crystals that they repeat themselves. Shechtman came up with this discovery of something called quasi-crystals, which don't repeat themselves ever. And when he came with the discovery first, all the other guys say, hey, why don't you go back and read an elementary college textbook? And he persisted and they threw him out of the research group. And, you know, he persisted and showed by repeated experiments that, in fact, there were different kinds of crystals and the existing theory was all wrong. So he proved that what 99.99% of all scientists believed at that time was dead wrong. That's the whole point. So when you hear somebody say, do you know 95% of all scientists believe that global warming is established? I mean, that's what you need to keep in mind. Whenever science has progressed, it has always been through a scientific revolution that overthrows what 99.9% of people believe it in. So this is not a religious matter to be stuck to regardless of what happens. You need to keep an open mind on the matters.
And it's a revolution in many cases precisely because of the establishment that is being displaced.
Absolutely. And yet the establishment in most cases understands what the rules of the game are. Only in the case of climate change, I find the rules of the game have been changed. There's a general quasi-religious belief from the current establishment on climate change, that the only guys opposing it are either madmen or blackguards who've been paid off by the oil companies. This is not the case. I mean, some of the skeptics are Nobel laureates. You know, people say the IPCC, you know, International Project on Climate Change, that it got some Nobel Prize. Excuse me, it got a Nobel Prize for peace. It did not get a Nobel Prize for science, because while the peace guys are welcome to their idea of what constitutes peace, what the IPCC did was not science. On the contrary, three Nobel laureates for science are climate skeptics. One of them is Ivar Gjever, who recently resigned from the American Physical Society because of its insistence that the climate change issue was incontrovertible. He says, what's incontrovertible? Robert Laughlin, another Nobel Prize winner, he always said, yeah, you know, I think global warming is taking place and I don't think it has anything to do with the man-made thing, so I don't think it's stoppable. Norman Borlaug, another Nobel laureate, again, you know, in other words, the idea that either you're a madman or in the pay of the oil companies is rubbish. Some of the most eminent scientists have said, whoa, let's have some caution. What we need is repeated experimentation. We need finally research that leads to an experiment that can prove things one way or another. That is how Shechtman won his Nobel Prize. I mean, he proved through experimentation that can be repeated. Now, right now, we don't yet have an experiment that can demonstrate global warming one way or the other. But we need massive funding. And we need funding not just for the believers. We need funding for the skeptics to do this particular research. And only then can we get a handle on, look, is this thing real or do we need to sit back and watch skeptically as to whether this can be demonstrated. Right now, the skeptics are being cut out of all research funding. The skeptics are being cut out of all research publications, as though this was a theological issue. So that is something that desperately needs change. If Shechtman had been cut out of all funding, where would he be? And yet on the climate change thing, all the skeptics are being cut out of funding. They're being cut out of the research journals. That needs to change.
Swami Iyer is a research fellow at the Cato Institute and author of the Swaminomics column at the Times of India. You can read more of his work at cato.org.